Catherine Tapuni was born into a family that owned a construction company in Jacksonville, but her first career was teaching.
When I graduated from University of Florida, I started teaching, and then I left to go work for my dad's construction company.
Catherine got married, started a business, and then moved with her husband to Sarasota.
At the time, I was running my own business, personal training. I had my own fitness studio where I trained one-on-one, worked mainly with women. He was transferred, and I sold the business and just kind of got the bug to be back in the classroom and went back to teaching.
During those years, Catherine and her husband were pursuing adoption.
We had decided to start our family. A couple years into it, realized it wasn't going to happen naturally. We ended up settling on adoption. We spent about 10 months putting together a dossier, financial, personal information, people coming into your home to learn about you as a couple. The international adoptions through China, wait times went from about 9 or 10 months into years. And me being in my 40s, I wonder how old we will be when this finally comes to fruition. I realized I needed to just focus on my life, where it was, and everything would just kind of come to pass how it's designed.
At that time, Catherine Tapuni's sister, who had started her own construction company, started asking her to fill a position as education director, teaching green building.
She was kind of relentless, and you can do it remotely and do a little bit of traveling up here, but do everything from home in Sarasota. That kind of appealed to me. I figured I had a few years to wait till the adoption came through, and I took the offer. Both of my sisters were working in the business, so it was really exciting to be with them. But it did put a strain on my marriage, and I had to make some decisions, and the decision brought me to Jacksonville and into a divorce, which then made null and void the adoption.
She was back with her sisters and in her hometown, but Catherine did not have a family of her own or prospects of one soon. Nor did she foresee that the real estate boom was about to end, and with it, her job.
We agreed to move on, and I found myself leaping without a net. I wanted to do something that tapped into my intrinsic skill set, things that came more naturally to me. For some reason, real estate just kind of kept coming into my sphere.
Catherine has been a realtor for just over a year. It wasn't an easy transition.
There's just no way to tell how quickly your business will or won't get going. The reality of it is it's all on you. That was exciting and frightening all at the same time. 7 months, I had no income. This was the first time that fear really kind of gripped me, like, what if this doesn't work?
But it is working. It's not that Catherine Tapuni is a success after 1 year as a realtor. It's that she's confident she will be.
You just have to have faith in your skills. You have to have faith in your energy level and your ability to go out there and really pound the pavement and talk to people you know, and don't be afraid that somebody says no to you.
This is Closing the Loop. For WJCT News, I'm Warren Miller.
Closing the Loop is sponsored in part by First Coast Home Pros, with teams of specialists to clean your home. FirstCoastHomePros.com.